gracious and almighty Heavenly Father, we come again now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with the blessing. And you go help the Father, unreliant and dependent upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now, let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. To our preachers and deacons and to all of God's children, we greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Sister says she's going to rest when she get home. When she get home. Evidently, this earth is not her home. But she said when she get home. Many, even saints, many folks who don't know Jesus, don't realize this is not their home. This earth is not your home. You didn't come from the earth. Your body came from the earth. But real you, your soul, your spirit came from heaven. Came from heaven. Real you on the inside of this clay. It can never really stop existing. That's when God sent his son to bring us back home. Or we don't know the way back home. That's what he come here for. Yes, to bring us back home. Yes, sir. If you don't hear him, he come after us now from heaven. And if you don't hear him, you have one option. That's go live with the devil forever. That's when he come after us. That's what Jesus come here for. Carry us back home. How can we know the way? Jesus said, I am the way. I'm the way back home. I'm the way. That's what he come here for. And many, so many deceived in these last days don't even know what Jesus come here for. Come to carry us back home. We got lost in the garden. Michael couldn't come to get us. He sent Gabriel. He had to come himself. Somebody who got life. Got somebody who owns life. He is life. He come to give us life. And life eternal. Folks just can understand that who lost. You've got to live somewhere. Because you've got to exist somewhere. You can't never stop existing. Never stop existing. God come to give us life. We in the image of God. We're living what? Soul. A living, that means live somewhere forever. It can't really stop existing. If that was the case, Jesus could have stayed in heaven. But he gave us another chance. When would Jesus come back? And why? Number 72. When will Jesus come back? And why? Number 72. You better listen. It's a neighbor. It's a neighbor. You better listen. Second Corinthians in the 5th chapter, 20 and 21. Second Corinthians 5:20-21. Paul writing, he said, now then we are ambassadors for Christ. Ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us. In other words, God begged for you by us. God begging people to come to Jesus through us. He begging. He using us to beg for him, for you. We pray you in Christ's stead, praying for you in Christ's stead. In Jesus' place, we praying for you. Be ye reconciled to God. For he had made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Knew no sin. He was made sin. Can I take my time? He was made sin. Not deserve it. Joe, he didn't do nothing. But he was made sin because he loved us so. But knew no sin. That we may be righteous. He becomes sin for us. That we may be what? Righteous. The righteous of God. You can't beat that nowhere. Now watch all this God done for us. He was sin. The wages of sin is death. He was sin for Walker. What's your name? He was sin for you too. He become, can I say, a mess? He became a mess to make us something. To make us right with God. When Adam messed up in the garden, he wasn't right with God. But he came down to a woman and died on the cross for us to make us right again with God. If a man not saved, he's not right still with God. You're not saved. You're still not right with God. And you can't work your way to make yourself right with God. The only way you can get right with God is to go through Jesus Christ by believing what he done on the cross. That's the only way. I don't care what this modern world is saying. You can't work your way there. You can't do nothing too good. You can't pay your way there. I'm again 5 million. Who million you think you got is his million. He don't need your money. What God gonna do with money? You can sleep in church. But you got to go through Jesus to go back with Jesus. Took on all this just for us. I want that to soak in a minute. Because you know he's not in a hurry. Whoever he is up there preaching, he's not in a hurry. Now watch this. All of that God done for us. Look at us in these last days. The church of Laodicea. I'm still there. See, this is where we are. We are the Laodicea church. The last church. We are that church. All that what God done for us. And we trust to say, I am rich and need for nothing. I'm rich. I'm rich. And I have increased with goods. And he said, and have need of nothing. And knowest not that thou art wretched, miserable, poor and blind and naked. And God told him, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich. You think you rich, because you got earthly money. But you need some richness come from heaven. Oh, now mercy. But God said, thou art wretched, miserable, blind, and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be what? Rich. And white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed. And that thy shame of thy nakedness do not appear. When we without Jesus, you're naked. Spiritually, what? Not the three-piece. Not your alligator shoes and thing, but spiritually, what? Naked. Oh, God, see our sin. But when you give your life to Jesus Christ, that he can't see that. God can't see that sin because of the righteousness of God. That what folks need to understand. You can't do nothing right to make yourself right. We righteous through who? Jesus. Bless his holy name. This last church, we still on it. Why are you on it so long? Because we are the church. Oh boy. It had gotten down to us. I told you 3 or 4 Sundays ago, last Sunday too. We don't talk about Paul them in their days. Daniel in his days. We talk about them bad too. But it don't got down to us. How we are doing. How we are caring ourselves. Don't be surprised. He already done told us how we going to be acting.
All right.
Ain't that strange?
That's right.
Already done put it in the book to tell us how our behavior will be. And we can see it all over if you just read the Bible. It's right here now. We think we raised in sin with God. We think we got it made. But we don't shut God out. Don't lock them out of his own church. And don't realize. And some of them know he's knocking. And know who it is. And won't let him in. Your latch is on the inside. Not the outside. You don't break in nobody's heart. You got to open the door yourself. In the last. And even day. And my brothers and sisters. I want you to know. I am dealing with the last days on this earth. And the last church on this earth. The church of Laodicea. It's about us now. We can take it lightly, but it's here. And my brother and sister, the Bible said there is going to come a time when church peoples and churches are going to turn away from God. The Bible already told us that. We see now how America is rejecting God's word. We see it. If you study the Bible and see what's happening, you see how we are putting God in the background. Oh, them mercy. And when we reject God's word, we rejecting Jesus. That's what folks don't understand. When you reject this, you literally rejecting Jesus. He is God's word. This is Jesus. This is God's word. Jesus is the word of God. And when you turn down the Bible, you turn it already. Jesus down. Yes, yeah. He have no other book you can read but this one right here. Yeah. To make ourselves right with God, we got to read the Bible. Not the funny book, not coming, not your little story book. It got to be the Bible. Yes, when we turn down this, we turn it down Jesus. And you can see, I'm just using America. This is where I live at, in America.
Yeah. All right.
And we turning him down. Every day. Rejecting the word of God. There is already in the name of Christianity a falling away. From the word of God. From Jesus Christ. And my brother and sister, I thank God for America. I love my country. I don't want to be in another country rather than American. Love my country. I'm not down in my country. I love my country, but I'm going to preach about my country.
That's right. Go ahead now. Go ahead now.
Probably if God had not called me to preach, I wouldn't bring it up, but I know I'm a preacher.
All right.
And I got truth to preach. And what I love about the law, he'll tell you what to preach.
Go ahead.
I'm not breaking, not bragging. I'll buy a sermon. I ain't got to buy no sermon. There's too many in here. And if you talk to God, God going to give you a message to preach. Now, he preach ought to be able to say that.
You're right, Pastor. You're right, Pastor.
He'll give you a message for his people at that time and at that place.
You're right, Pastor.
You got to be a preacher, a real preacher, to know it.
Amen.
Steal somebody or something. No, you ain't got to steal somebody. Read, study, read. Be with God. He'll direct you what to say. Tell you what to say. So what the folk need. We let it bring on what the folk want, but God said, this is what they need.
All right.
And we the last church, Brother Killen. The last church on this earth, and we right there, we raise some sand. No, we don't lock them out.
All right.
We don't lock them out. Oh, boy. We don't lock them out of his own church. Oh, boy. I love my country. But I'm just got to tell you what I believe, what God told me about our country and about the church in America. God knows I'm not lying about this country and the churches in America. In the last days, America is mocking God. They're mocking His word. They're making fun of God's word. We're taking it something to play with. On TV, they're just mocking God's word and quoting things and mocking God's word by taking it lightly and using it name in vain. It's no name. Everybody say no name. It's no name on earth. It's more important than the name Jesus. Somebody got to tell me who. Please, somebody tell me if there is any other name more important than Jesus on the earth. Somebody please tell me. More important. I ain't talking about your favorite star. I'm talking about more important. Your favorite player. I'm talking about more what? Important. No other name on this earth is more important than the name of Jesus. But we take it lightly, using it in vain. Well, but Pastor, yes, sir. What makes His name so important? I'm glad you asked me. This is the only name can give a man eternal life. No other name, no other nothing. This is the only name that can give a man eternal life. Well, what makes this name so important? Well, He exalted this one name above all names. And at this name, every knee got to bow to it. Did you not know every human being, whether they go to hell or heaven, got to stand before God? The name of Jesus? Every human being ever been on this earth, one day got to face God. They got to look at Jesus. Those who call Him everything but a child, but a child of God, but God. Nobody got. They got to bow down and say, "You are God." Yeah. That's what I'm doing it now. Yeah. I don't have to wait. I'm doing it right now. Yeah. So I know it's no other name. You can use any name and face the devil. He'll slap you. But this name, he got to recognize this name. I don't care how bad he thinks of you, he got to recognize this name. I'm going to give y'all an example just in case you get by yourself and don't know what to do. I'm talking about folks who've been born again. If you don't really sometimes know what to do.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Even if you got to walk in the dark, you're afraid of the dark.
Yes.
Get the word of God. Pick this up. I said, pick this up. If something about this, you can walk in the dark and give you courage. Because you know it's the word of God. And Jesus is the word of God. Point this at the devil. And see what he'll do. It's something about this. I exalt one name. Everybody got to bow at this one name. Everybody, everything got to bow. In these last days, and we're taking it lightly. He give eternal life. No other way to get. Buddha can't help you to get there. Muhammad can't help you to get there. All about the false ones, they can't get you there. It was a Buddha. Was a Muhammad, but they was, but God still is. And goes continue to be his. Bless his holy name. So we playing with his name. Boy, but it's nothing to play with. And my brothers and sisters, the church in America, Lord have mercy. The church in America are trying to establish, everybody say establish. Establish or fix or set up her own righteousness. They're trying to establish or set up or fix up their own righteousness. They're trying to do it without God. God Almighty. Trying to do it without God. And my brothers and sisters, many things may seem right, but the word of God would tell us what right and what wrong. The word of God tells us what truth and what is lie. This is what the Bible is all about. If you want to hear the truth, folks got something going on. If you want to hear the truth, pick up the Bible. If you want to know what right and what wrong, pick up the Bible. Believe the Bible. Believe the Bible. It's God's word. You know, what's folks happening these last days, Jesse? They're saying, well, it don't seem like. We'll use that right now. Don't seem that nothing wrong with it. Don't seem that. That seems like a mess you up. You're dealing with your own self. That's the way you would see it. But God called us up different. But this is just the way you see it with your knowledge, what you understand. This is how you see it. But read the Bible and find out what God really said about it. Hold on, my. Seems like it's right. Sometimes you feel, oh devil. See, what? Now I feel the devil deals with our fear. You ain't know that. Now watch this. Fear. We ain't saved by how we feel. We saved by faith. Through grace, by his grace, through faith. We saved by grace, through faith. Now watch this. Now watch this. Hey, you know, you sat down and ain't feeling good. You ain't feeling so good. Then. Why are you not feeling good? Well, my note behind and everything, I'm just way down. I just don't feel good. That's all. You good on what you're for? Feel. All right. You don't feel good. All right. Well, heck of somebody. Walk up there and give you a check to pay your note off. How you feel now? There ain't no feel in this. It's a belief in this. I got my faith in this. You don't deal with God on your what? Feeling. Don't feel like it right. Don't seem like it right. Uh-uh. The devil deal with that. All right. He deceived so many folks. Going on your feeling. You've got to get the word of God. And God will tell you exactly what it's supposed to be. And I dare you to walk on what he tell you in here. God of mine. Paul, get your Bible if you will. Read Proverbs for me, 14 and 12. Proverbs 14 and 12.
There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death.
How you feel? If you don't watch yourself, you end up in hell. Because it's death. Not how you feel, but what God what says is what God have already told us, and not how we feel. This is what we come to church for. The truth. This why we come to church, to get what? Truth. Heaven, real truth. Not man truth, but heaven truth. Man truth will lead you to hell, but heaven truth is the truth. Why are you going to find that?
Well, the folks don't know. They've been at church for years, and some, I'm going to church, I know. But they know more than you. You go to church every Sunday.
Right.
They go to church. Have you ever met anybody like that?
Yeah.
Ain't never been in no church before them, but they know more than you. The devil let them get to reading a few things around there, they can quote. They think they got it made. Don't know nothing. Go everywhere but come to church. Come to church to bring the real truth. I ain't talking about no praying preacher now. See a lot of pastors preaching, they play with it.
Right.
Don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. If the truth hurts your feelings, you got a problem.
Hey.
Hey. What's up?
Hey.
What you think God got the preacher for?
Tell the truth.
I don't go around telling lies to you. I've got to meet God myself. You come to church to get the truth. Because everything out there, you hear everything. In some churches, you hear everything. But this right here back you up.
All right.
The truth. Folks need the truth. And you go to church to get the truth. I saw a fellow many years ago, maybe about 15 or 30 years ago. Maybe 30 years. I don't know. But I saw a fellow. He knew to come to church right now. And watch this. Now, what idea mess folks up? I saw him in a project down there, you know. Oh, that man ain't saw you a long time, man.
No.
Yes, guess what he done when I told him that? Had a New Testament in his pocket. Pull it out. Now, what is that good for? You can sleep with a Bible. You ain't doing what it said, you might as well forget it. Got a little too much. I thought it would cool me off. You know what I'm saying? You got to read it. Not only read it, you got to do it. I said you got to do it. Y'all saying that mighty slow.
Yeah.
You got to do it. If you ain't doing it, tell the truth anyway.
Mama.
That really, we some of us can't get nowhere with God. We try to hide. You can't steal nothing from God.
Yeah.
God already know you before you came out your mother womb.
Yeah.
And always don't know what you're going to be when you come out your womb. You got to read this and put it in practice. Sleep with Bibles. You ain't doing it. What good is it? So this is what we come to. I tell my preachers. My ain't none of my preachers. God preach. Supposed to be God preaching, brother. Tell folks the truth.
You're right.
You ain't picking at nobody. You call to tell the truth.
Amen.
You in his church. Tell folks the truth. Why they going to get it if they don't get it in the church? If they don't come back, that's their business and God's business. Your job is to tell them the truth. See, you got a lot of folks running from the truth. And you got a lot of folks running to the truth. Because they're tired of lies.
Amen.
That's God's business. Our job is to tell folks the truth because you love them. So you have to tell folks the truth. Yeah. And my brothers and sisters, in this 21st century church, this Laodicea church is going right along with this sinful world. And many churchgoers are telling Jesus we need for nothing. We're doing fine. We ain't got nothing against you, but we're just doing fine. We just don't need you. We don't hate you, we just don't need you. And my brother and sister, many of them are being deceived. Many of them know that they are doing what they are doing and love what they are doing. They know it's wrong. But Jesus is still standing at the door of their heart. The church of Laodicea still trying to get in. And they know it. They hear the knock. Sometimes you get so away from God, you don't even hear no more. God just has let folk go sometimes. But they know he's knocking. He ain't going to break in. You've got to let him in. The key on the inside, the knock on the inside, the lock on the inside. And he ain't going to break in nobody's heart. I promise you right now, somebody listening in the radio land, somebody even in here, you hear the knock. Things happen in your life, it's a knock. Sometimes you get to think about it, can't rest over it. It's a knock. You know how to get rid of it, but you don't want to get rid of it. He wants to handle it for you. He wants to fix it for you. But we won't let him in. And my brothers and sisters, this is what I love about the God that we serve. A God of another chance. Listen at him. Listen at God. You got to listen at him. I say he's a God of another what? Chance. God of mine. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Paul, look at Isaiah 1, 18 and 19 verses.
Come now, and let us reason together, said the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool.
I don't care how bad they are. Let me tell you what God really saying, make it short. Regardless of what you done done,
right?
You can't come up with nothing so bad that I won't forgive you.
That's right. You're right, Pastor.
I don't care in a sense, ain't saying dogmatic, but regardless of what you done, regardless of what you done, regardless of how bad it was, come in. I'll forgive you. You can't beat that nowhere. You've got to be willing to give it up. But Rabbi, I've been in so long. I don't care how long you've been in it. If you want to give it up, you can give it up. He'll reason with you. You glad you got a God to reason with you? Come in, let us reason. Let us get together. Come, what, you got to go to him. God Almighty, you got to go to him. And regardless, be honest with him. I don't care what it is. Be honest with him, because we already know. Don't try to fool God. That's what we mess up. Don't just be blank and tell him. God Almighty. I'm a ditch digger. Well, don't tell him you're a ditch digger. Don't be running. Well, I'll dig ditches and run. Don't tell him you're a ditch digger. You got to be honest with God. That's the only way he forgive folks, when you be honest with him. You can't deal when you lie. That's his holy. And my brother and sister, we must understand. God cannot and will not give up his righteousness to please men in this sinful way. Not in your sinful way. He ain't going to forgive you in a sense. He ain't going to give up his righteousness. He ain't going to give it up to please you in our sinful way. It's still truth. Regardless of how you preach it, it's still God. So he ain't going to try to give up his righteousness to please no man. in his sinful ways. And always remember this, if you don't remember nothing else, you will need God before God needs you. Always remember that, if you remember nothing else. You will need God before God needs you.
Yes. Amen.
If I die right now, they ain't going to start nothing.
All right.
Y'all just get another bounce, that's all.
All right.
Go ahead,
Preach on. Sometimes, folks, you have to watch the boss man, the boss lady sometimes. They'll use you, Jack, Joe. You know, they'll tell you, I can't do nothing without you. You know that? Well, if it wasn't for you, I don't know what we'll do. You ain't going to make no crank out of me. You got somebody already to take my spot. Let folks make, she get lifted up in pride. They can't, that plant can't do it. I dare you to die. I say, I dare you to die. Watch this. Y'all tell the neighbor, leave him alone now. Watch it now. Watch this. What God really need with you? I'm going to sit down while y'all think on that. What God really need with you? Hank, what do you really need with you? Well, I have to open the door of heaven. No, you don't have to open the door of heaven.
Come on, Reverend.
Faith. Whatever you're doing, somebody else can do. It may not be like you did it, but it's going to be what? No! Faith. What God really need with me? Nothing. I'm so glad he can use this little nobody. Never been nothing but by his grace of what I am. It's my honor to be used by him. God got all power in his hand. Hold the whole world in his hand. Know every gnat, know every sparrow by name, and know all the stars by name, know all the, count all the sand on the sea by name. It's an honor to be a part of God's program. What God need with us? Nothing. Watch this. He can get a tornado to wipe all us. All of Bessemer, Birmingham, and God ain't lacking still nothing. They ain't gonna get to work and kind of build it right back up. But if God, watch this now, just suppose God gets sleepy. He ain't got to leave, just get what? Sleepy.
Go ahead.
Yeah, watch this now. Watch this. Just get sleepy. Go on your block, waking up folks.
Yes, sir.
Getting sleepy, Jesse. This God walking out on your block where you live.
Get sleepy.
I'm sleepy,
shoot.
Let me go around the tree right here and give me a little nap. His house still sleeping. I'm on the block, you know.
That's right.
That house still asleep.
That's right.
All the rest of it, it's still asleep.
Mama.
Until he go wake him.
That's right.
Ain't you glad he never slumber nor sleep? We got a God that never slumber nor sleep. And some of us, I don't mean no harm, I just got, see, you got to make folks see themselves. We can't hurt God.
All right.
Oh,
go ahead.
You better do all you can while you can for God. And I'm not joking from the depth of my heart, Turner. I'm just glad God can see fit to use this nobody. God can do without all of us. He said, I'm a hungry, I won't ask you for nothing.
Right.
Then what he said, the fifth and number song. He said, if I'm a hungry, I won't ask you for nothing.
Right.
I don't need, I don't eat that stuff y'all bring me.
That's
what he told Israel, you know.
Yeah.
They're bringing all in the bullocks and things. See, y'all bringing all that stuff. I don't eat that stuff.
Right.
I don't eat that stuff. If I was hungry, I want to ask y'all, I want y'all, I want real worship. I want your real praise. Some folks think they can pay God off. I pay a lot of my tithe. That ain't paying God off. God wants your realness. He wants your real praise. He wants your real worship. We got to see this stuff. God ain't going to exchange his righteousness for nothing in this sinful world. We need him. And my brothers and sisters, when the real church, everybody say real church, when the real church failed to take a stand for Christ, the righteousness of God is ineffective. It is worthless. It is weak. It is not doing what it's supposed to do. It is to change people's lives to be righteous. But when it's ineffective, and we got to make it effective.
Right.
We, the church,
right.
When they see our righteousness, somebody else can get right. But in effect, when we don't show righteousness in our own life, we the light of the world.
You're right.
Oh. That's his holy name. Bless his name. The rain out there, yeah. Bless your heart. Bless your heart. When the church of Christ give in to sin, y'all better listen to me now. We are making things on this earth more worse. We making it, I said, when the church give in to sin. We making things on this earth more worse and not better. More evil, more sinful. Sin can't bless sin. But God blessing shows his favor and his goodness towards us by obeying him. But always sin can't bless no sin. How sin can bless sin? That we had to get Jesus. Somebody who was without sin. And my brother and sister, bless his holy name. God cannot bless unrighteousness until it repent. Always remember that. Until it what? It got to. He can't bless unrighteousness until it what? Repent. You may still have hanging on. You think that God has forgotten. He hasn't forgotten nothing. It ain't blessed. It can't be blessed. And you're missing blessing. God Almighty, the righteousness of God, what protect and keep his church, is God's his church, is shield his church, the righteousness of God. Did you not know God will bless your house when righteousness in it?
All right.
He blessed the church when righteous is, God is there.
Yes,
he protects it. He shields it. Because righteousness is there. His presence is there. A lot of homes not blessed because the righteousness of God is absent from the home.
Right.
Well, righteousness I hold back.
Yes, sir.
If I find 10 righteous.
Go ahead.
Then he said, yes.
Yes,
sir. If I find 10 righteous, I'll spare 2 cities.
Yes, sir.
Righteous got to be present.
Yes,
I'll protect your house. When righteous, I'll protect you. When righteous is present. Well, buddy. That's just it. I'll protect you when righteous is there. Can't nothing touch you. Can't nothing harm you. I got my protection around you. I recognize my righteousness. That's my stamp. God of mine. When I see the blood. You know when I see the blood? Yeah. When I see the blood, I'm going to hit him out of here. But when I see the blood, I'm not the bad guy. I want to kill him, but I see the blood. When I see my righteousness, that's what holds me back. He'll take care of church where righteous is, where righteous preach, where the gospel is preached without compromise. He protect things. But it got to be some what? Righteous. I recognize my righteous. I take care of the whole house. I take care of your house. I don't care how bad that looks down here. I take care of your house. I can't do that with him. Put him in the hands of the Lord. Do what you can do. But put him in the hands of the Lord. And see what righteous will do for you. If you got to lay him down for a while. If you got to put him in jail for a while. See what righteous will do. And if you are righteous with God, all things be working together for good to them that love the Lord. And to them who are the called according to his purpose. I'll let it work it out for you. He got to recognize his own righteousness. If I find 10, I'll spare the city. He'll guard it. If you let him. And my brothers and sisters, the church of Christ, what shows righteousness, God will bless it. I got 10 more minutes. Don't run out because it's thunder, you know, God. Hey, don't mean no harm, ain't bread. Righteousness is in here. See, the righteousness of God. It may be a few devils around here, but the righteousness in God is present. Don't worry about the devil. God got it fixed like he wants it fixed. That means Jesus told us, let our light so shine. Let our light so shine that they may see. But notice, Paul, he said, let it so shine. Let it shine much. Let it shine large. Let it shine big. For men can see your good work and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Let them see good work in you. Do it much. Do good work much. Do it large. Do it big. Let them see your good work. Your righteous work. Not that bad stuff, but your what? Righteousness. And glorify your heavenly Father. We must understand, we can't what? To go to heaven. I'm get that crossed up now. If you're saved, you ought to work. Good work. But some folks think they can work, do things in church, but never been born again. Oh, that's not saved. I don't care how many faithful you may be, but work don't save us by itself alone. It got to be some on it. Oh, that makes sense. The change got to be on the inside. That means you tell some down there, folks, they'll be born again, because the inside ain't been changed. And when you get changed on the inside, I'm not talking about how you change your hair or change or put on the inside. I don't care how bad it is. I look on the outside, but get the inside straight up. It got to be the inside. Now, try about out, you know. Here come a man look like a tramp walking down the road. Can I say that, y'all? I don't mean to harm, I ain't throwing off, but you know, look slouchy and nasty. Even smelling, you know. Well, you are afraid of him.
Go ahead.
He looking bad. You're afraid of him. You're scared of him. You know, but regardless of how he look,
that's right.
On the outside. Check his inside.
Yeah, hey.
We got to understand the devil can look sharp. And the devil stay looking sharp. But his inside hadn't been changed. Don't let that outside stuff fool you. You ought to know how he acts. You ought to know how he lives. You ought to know how she lives. You can tell me. When you've been changed.
Well, yes, sir.
He changed the inside. Righteousness is on the inside. And the church got to understand, we the righteous of God. I said, we the righteous of God. If anybody ought to show some righteous, it ought to be the church. We the righteous of God.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
We are the righteous. He became sin for us. That we may be what? Righteous. And you can tell. Many times. Because the devil be in every church. I don't care where he go. Devil down in every church. He know he can't destroy it, but he mess with it. Trying to poison folks' minds and all that kind of stuff. That's the devil right there.
Catalog number 1417. Catalog number 1417.
Don't be fooled about how you look.
Come on, man.
But you'll know if they've been changed. Regardless of how they look, they're going to act like righteous.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I wish I had another hour to preach, but I know y'all will walk out on me, but help myself. Let's get a vote on this thing. She told me to help myself. Hey! Oh, he's a good guy. Let us all stand. My time out. Yes, Lord. Somebody may want to give their life to Jesus. And ask that person to save him. He come to seek and to save that which was lost. See, we was lost. Lost. Don't know the way back home. Just what Jesus come in the world for. To show us back the home. And God have it so simple. I don't know why folks can't believe it. We live in a time where everybody's smart now and almost think they're smarter than God. And